In Parshas Noach, we find the pasuk Bishnas Sheish Me'es Shana L'Chaye Noach, that in the 600th year of the life of Noach, the Mabul occurred. The pasuk says, Nifku Kol Mayinus Tohim Rabba, Va'arubeis HaShomayim Niftachu, that the wellsprings of the depth open up, and the water shut out from the ground, and the windows of heaven were opened, and water poured down from the sky. There is a Zayar based on this pasuk, and the Zayar says as follows: Ubeshisma Oshnin Lishsiso, in the 600th year of the 6th millennia, the 6,000 years of the world, Yispatchun Tare Chochmase Le'ela, there will be opened the gates of the wisdom of above, Umabui de Chochmase Lesata, and will be opened up the wellsprings of wisdom from below, Vistakan Alma La'aola Bishviya, and the world will be prepared to have an elevation and come in Bishviya to the 7,000 years. Now, what is the translation of the gates of wisdom from above and the wellsprings of wisdom from below? The explanation is that where the wisdom from above is the Chochmah of Torah, and the wisdom from below is the Chochmah of this world. Now, what is these years? We of course know that we're living now in the this year is actually 5,772 years from creation. We're in the 6,000th year, and from the year 5,600, this is the statement of the Zayar, that from the year 5,600, the wellsprings and the windows of wisdom, both in Torah and in wisdom of the world, will open up to prepare the world for the 7,000 year, which that is the era of Mashiach. Now we actually see this, that this actually really happened at that period of time. We know the great revelations of Chassidus started actually, the Baal Shem Tov was revealed around 5,500 years, the beginning of the 600th year was the beginning of the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and in actually around the year 5,600 was actually the printing of the great works of Chassidus, Chabad, of the Alter Rebbe, the Sfarim, Torah Eir, and Likutei Torah, of the Ma'amorim of Chassidus Chabad, which are the great wellsprings, the great deep secrets of the Chochmah of Pnimius HaTorah. At the same time, we also know that the great revolution in science and technology started around that period of time. In the 1800s, there was this beginning of what we know today as the revolutions of science and technology and so on and so forth, the way we have it today. Now, obviously, the question is, why does the Zayar see the explosion of information and knowledge and wisdom of worldly matters also as a preparation to the coming of Mashiach? It's very understandable why the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah is a preparation for the coming of Mashiach, because the idea of what is going to be when Mashiach is going to come is like we say, it says in the pasuk in the prophecy of the redemption, that Umol ha'aretz te'as Hashem kamayim le'yom ha'chasim, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea. All the world will know Hashem in the time of Mashiach. And therefore, It makes only sense that prior to the time of Mashiach, as a preparation to that time, there should be the revelation of Pnimius HaTeira, which Pnimius HaTeira is a me'ein, a taste of Teirasi Shel Mashiach. So that makes sense that that needs to be a preparation to the coming of Mashiach. But why? And what is the connection between the development and the revelation of worldly wisdom? What does that have to do with La'ola Bishviya, as the Zohar says, to take us in to the Elef HaShvi, to the 7,000 years? And not just we see that. We see that the Zohar says that they go hand in hand. They go together. As soon as the development and the revelation in the Chochmah of the Torah as Ha'achonah to Yemei HaMashiach occurs, that causes the development of the Chochmah So'olam, of the worldly knowledge. And the question is, what is the connection? In order to explain this, we have to review what is our hashkofe on the world and everything in it that was created by Hashem. In the first pasuk of the Torah, it says, Breishis bore elekim es ha-shamayim ve-soharetz. And Chazal say on the word Breishis, Beis Reishis, that there are two things, that for those two things, the world was created. Bishvil Yisrael or Bishvil HaTorah. The world's purpose is all for the Torah and for the Jew and for Yisrael, for the Jewish people. And like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilomei, everything Hashem created in His world, Leibroi elo lichvodei, Hashem created it for His glory. That means that the tachlis, the ultimate goal and purpose, and the completion of the kavana of why everything in this world was created is so that it should be used through Yidden in Avedas Hashem. Therefore, it's clear that our perspective on Chochmas Ha'olam, on the wisdom of this world in material things, is for Lishtamesh Bohen La'Avedas Hashem Eile Teirasei, in the Lashon of Tanya that the Alter Rebbe brings, that everything, just like everything in this world, should be used for serving Hashem or studying Torah. Everything in the world has the same goal and purpose. So when it comes to the wisdoms of the world, science and technology, when we are dealing with them, we have to see where do they help a Yid in serving Hashem. And indeed, there are many things that can be used to help a Yid to serve Hashem from the Chochmas of the Olam. And the Alter Rebbe actually brings in Tanya that the Rambam and the Ramban, which were great tzaddikim and leaders of the Jewish people, they themselves actually studied these Chochmas. And not just that, they used it for Avedas Hashem. We know the Rambam was a great physician, and so on and so forth. They used the wisdoms of the world for Avedas Hashem. Obviously, this doesn't mean, God forbid, in any way to give a permission to for one to go study in a university or a college, that the spirit over there is not at all based on emunah, clear belief in Hashem, rather kfire in Ashkacha Pratis, and so on and so forth, denying the existence of God, or challenging, and so on and so forth, and many other ethical problems that come up in such a situation, which is obviously, as tznias and so on and so forth, which is obviously not a excuse for anyone to be hanging out in those places, because of their issue in halacha. We're rather referring to the concept of what could it be used for, and what is the ultimate purpose of the Chochmas Ha'olam, of the wisdoms of the world, and how their ultimate purpose is for Yidden and for Torah, for Yidden to serve Hashem with it. Because everything in the world Hashem created with the purpose of Lebrai El Alechveide, for Hashem's glory. And therefore, when we say that we are using the Chochmas Ha'olam for Avedas Hashem, the Zohar has now told us that not just that we're using it for Avedas Hashem, but there's a special idea in the Chochmas Ha'olam that prepares us for La'alo B'Shviyah, to bring us in and usher in the period of the 7th millennium, the 7,000 year, which this is a preparation to. And in this Sikha, the Rebbe beautifully describes three steps, three levels of how science and technology and modern invention and the wisdoms of the world that were revealed and developed in the later few hundred years before the coming of Mashiach, how they attribute and are all for the purpose of revealing Hashem's covenant in this world and to be used by Yidden for Avedas Hashem, and not just for Avedas Hashem in general, but how they bring Mashiach and how they complement the revelations of Pnimius HaTeira that was revealed at that similar period of time. What is the from the main things that will be when Mashiach comes is that there will be a tremendous explosion of godliness in this world. Like we quoted before the Pasuk, Mola Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, that the world will be filled with Deyas Hashem, knowledge of Hashem. But more than that, the Pasuk says in the Nevuas HaGeula, the Pasuk says as follows, V'niglo kved Hashem, the kved of Hashem will be revealed. V'ro kol bosor yachtov, and all flesh will see together. Ki pi Hashem diber, that it was the word in the mouth of Hashem that spoke. That means the Pasuk says the word V'ro kol bosor. All flesh will see. When we refer to appreciation of godliness, we usually refer to it in the spiritual sense. A person doesn't see godliness with his physical eye. One sees the material world with a physical eye. We see gashmias, physical. When we refer to seeing ruchnias, godliness, spirituality, we refer to it as seeing it with a spiritual eye, with the eye of the mind. Yet, the Pasuk clearly says that when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be v'ro kol bosor. All flesh will see. The flesh will see. The appreciation and the revelation of godliness, of Hashem's glory in the time of Mashiach, will be of such nature that the physical eye will see it. It won't just be a spiritual experience, experienced by the mind or the heart of it, or the spiritual capabilities, but it will be such a real, tangible thing that Hashem is the reality of this world. Hashem is the truth of this world, that we will see Hashem with our physical eye. The gashmias, the physicality of the world, will feel and see Hashem. And therefore, when we have a help from the Chochmas Ha'olam, when the wisdoms in the world of the world help us to understand this concept of how when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a physical revelation. We will see Hashem with our physical eyes. Then we know that the Chochmas Ha'olam have helped us and prepared us for the coming of Mashiach. Where do we see that? For an example, we see one of the things of the revolutions of the later few hundred years that has been in science and technology is the capability that the voice of somebody or seeing somebody can be seen by or heard by someone in a very faraway place from the other end of the world through a telephone, through a radio, through a video. You could see and hear the voice of someone and the sight of someone or something on the other side of the world or on the moon, wherever it is. Communication. Now, for many hundreds of years, Yidden have been studying what the Mishnah says and believing in what the Mishnah says, that Hashem, one must remember that there's an ayin roya v'izan shimas, an eye that sees and an ear that hears. A Yid must always remember Hashem is watching him and Hashem is listening to him. Now, once we have the example of today's modern technology, that what somebody says or can be heard in the other side of the world, this makes it much more tangible and real for someone to actually feel that if so is the case in the physical ear, then all the more, much more so, is about Hashem's ear, that Hashem created the ear, and Hashem created the eye, that Hashem can for sure see and hear everything that one is doing, even in a closed room. And at that time, Hashem sees and hears everything that one is doing, and as the Mishnah ends off, V'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nichtavim, all your actions are noted and counted by Hashem. And therefore, because we have a clear example in this world from this technology of communication to teach us of how Hashem is watching very closely at every single Jew, wherever he is, in whatever situation, all the time. And this is not just something that we understand, but this is a tangible example. We can actually feel and see it changes and it works and it has an impact on the person when he has such a tangible example, much, much more than if he only understood the concept in his mind. And here we have the first step of how technology adds and gives taste and insight into Avedas Hashem. However, the Rebbe goes a step deeper. And the Rebbe wants to say, in step number two, that it's not just that we have technology in the world, and that gives us good examples with which we can use in Avedas Hashem, but rather from the Zohar, that stated clearly that the development of the wisdoms of the world goes hand in hand with the developments of the Torah of Pnimius HaTorah, that is a preparation to La'alo B'Shviyah, to ushering in the era of the 7,000 year, the time of Mashiach. Then what it gives us more to tell us, it tells us more that the development of the Chochmas HaOlam is solely for the purpose and as a direct expression of the revelations of the Pnimius HaTorah at the same time. It's not just that we use it as an example, rather that it itself, the purpose of its entire creation is for Avedas Hashem. Everything in the world, as we said before, was created b'shvil ha-Torah, b'shvil Yisrael, for the Torah and for Yidden. However, there are certain things that Chazal emphasize that they are solely, only created in the world for the purpose of Torah mitzvahs. For example, there's a Maimar Chazal that says, Lo'yhoyah ha'olam roi lishtamish bezov. The world was not fitting to have gold. V'loma nivra, and why was gold created? B'shvil ha-mishkon u'b'shvil beis ha-mikdash. This is a medrash. The world was not fitting to have gold. Gold is a precious thing. And why did Hashem create gold solely for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, where gold was used for the glory of Hashem? So there are, everything in the world was created for Bishvil HaTeira, Bishvil Yisrael. But over here, Chazal are emphasizing that the only purpose of the creation of gold is only for serving Hashem. And using gold for other things, for jewelry, for other any other purpose, whatever it may be, other than the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, is a yirida, is a descent for the gold. Because the purpose of the gold, which the creation of the gold, was only that we should use it for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, Hashem only made it possible to use gold for other things because Hashem wants that there should be free choice in the world, and so on and so forth. But really, the whole reason why Hashem created the gold is for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we'll say the same thing we see from the Zayar is about the Chochmas HaOlam. That from the Chochmas HaOlam that was developed in later generations, it's not just that we could use it as an example to help us in Avedas Hashem, like we said before. Rather, the real kavana of why Hashem made the developments of the Chochmas HaOlam in that time was only that we should use it for Torah and Mitzvahs. And not just we should use it for Torah and Mitzvahs, but like the Zohar connects it with the developments of Pnimius HaTorah at that time, that the main purpose of the developments of science and technology at this time is only that it should be used for Torah and Mitzvahs and for the Iskalos of Pnimius HaTorah. Where do we see this? So we see this clearly, that when we use, for example, radio or any other of today's tremendous technological, like cell phones, whatever we have, radio, that you can say a shir, and you can teach chassidus, and then you can hear somebody at the other side of the world can hear these words of chassidus that are being said on the radio. It can pick it up in the other side of the world. And the radio waves are going all over the world. So over here we have, clearly, the description of what we said before, that mola ha'aretz deyas Hashem, avero kol basar, that the world, both things, that mola ha'aretz deyas, the world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem, because the radio waves fill the entire world, and you just need a radio machine to pick it up, pick up the waves. And v'ro kol basar, all flesh will see Hashem, because it's in a way that the kol, it's not a spiritual experience, but this is actually a physical thing. That you can hear the physical words that are being said on the radio of Pnimius HaTorah, at the same time, you can hear it on the other side of the world. So here we have clearly how not just do we have a lesson, like we said in step one, not just do we have a message that we can learn from the science and technology, we can learn it for Avedas Hashem, but rather no. What here we're saying in step two is that the entire creation and the entire reason why there was a development of science and technology is only that it should be used for Avedas Hashem. Why did Hashem create the possibility of radio? Because we're preparing for the coming of Mashiach. And in the time of Mashiach, there's going to be Mola Aretz Deya and Vero Kol Basar, that the world will be full of knowledge of Deya Hashem. And Vero Kol Basar, that will the flesh will see Hashem. So that's why we have now the concept of being able to listen to a shir of chassidus on the other side of the world, that the radio waves carry all over the world, that the world is full of Pnimius HaTorah, and you're listening to it begashmis, physically. You're hearing the words that are being said at the same time on the other side of the world. However, the Rebbe goes a step deeper. And in step three, the Rebbe brings out how not just are we using the technology for hafatza, that's dissemination and spreading Pnimius HaTorah, But we can see in technology itself signs of Pnimiya Sateira. To see Pnimiya Sateira in the technology. This shows the true unity of Chochma Sa'elam with Teira. That in the Chochma Sa'elam themselves, we can see Inyanim from Pnimiya Sateira. And one of the clear ideas that we could see in science and technology, an idea and a main fundamental idea that Pnimiya Sateira is teaching, that is the Einyan of that Pnimiya Sateira came to reveal in this world the Achdus Hapshuta of Hashem. Achdus the Hapshuta, the plain, simple, pure unity of Hashem. Hashem is one. Despite the fact that there are many, many creations, the many isn't a contradiction to the oneness, the unity of Hashem. And Chassidus goes a great length to explain how the many of creation actually comes from the unity of Hashem. Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. And this unity of Hashem, because it's Hashem's essence, is the true essence of the world. So in the world, we see the idea of unity. And this idea of unity, of oneness, that we see in the world, has been developed by science and technology that has been revealed in the last few hundred years. Because, as it's well known, that in the previous generations, for a long time, many years ago, they used to think that all physical powers are separate powers. The natural powers in this world are all separate from each other. And all mass, all matter in this world is made up of separate, different, diverse elements. However, as science has developed more and more, they have revealed more and more that all the diverseness, all the separate elements that we thought made up the matter of world is less and less. And really, there is boiling down, that this diverseness is only an external thing. And really, if you look deeper, there are really fewer and fewer powers in the world. Fewer and fewer, until science came to the realization that there is, that the essence of the existence of the world is made up of the unity of the two forces of the matter and its energy. Kamus and Echos, the mass and the quality, the energy that's in it. And the unity of these two forces that is the ingredients of what exists, that shows the unity that is within the creation, that shows and resembles the unity of the Creator. And this is the connection between the development of the wisdom of the world and the revelation of the Havdil of Pnimiya Sateira as a achana to prepare the world to come to the time of Mashiach. Because over here, the revelation of Pnimiya Sateira brings that what do we see? We see Achdus Hashem, that Hashem is one, that is going to be revealed in the time of Mashiach by Tirasi Shal Mashiach. And this we have a taste of in Pnimius HaTeira, this itself, we have already a Me'ein, a Vero Kol Bosar, how we can actually see this in the world. Where do we see it? The unity of the forces in the world itself. Which, if we look into the unity of the forces of the world, in the world itself, then we realize that the true unity is the unity of Hashem that is revealed in Pnimius HaTeira, and through that we actually prepare the world and bring in the world to the 7,000 year, which is the time of Mashiach. May it be B'karev Mamash.